we got some fishing reports from the boats and some duck hunting, that is teal, hunting reports from the blind. We'll pass those along to you. We're also asking you if you had the power to change one regulation that just bothers you, which regulation would it be? I got some other comments coming in on our text board. That's 504-260-1870. This is from Chip, one of our regular listeners. It's the problem he sees with fish population study is they go by the information the biologists get from fishermen coming back to the launch, where people do not participate by saying they didn't catch anything, but they have fish in their boats. Witnessed it firsthand. Yes, I would like to express that opinion. If people come back to the dock and you see a biologist and they want to know your catch or see it, please participate and be honest with them. That's how we get the correct regulations based on what the fishermen are reporting, as well as some other studies they do with net sampling and that type of thing. All right, here's one that says they would love to be allowed to shoot as many Mexican tree ducks whenever we can. Point Lahash Whistler sent that in. Yeah, we encountered a lot of those out in the teal blind this past week. Let's see. This one says, I'd like to see the hunting the WMA free, like it used to be, without paying $7 a night. And then we have this one. Yes, go back to the 12-inch trout. Agree on the gators. There's way too many. Getting dangerous because some people feed the damn things, especially to yakkers. That's from Old Dog. Let's see. We got this one from Jason, the crew at Corey's Barbershop. Go Tigers. Yeah, we had a couple of Tigers in the boat with us hunting gators, and we're going to talk more about that with Captain Ryan Lambert, who is now a gator hunter in addition to a fisher and hunter. Old man Sam stacking firewood at the house. Well, it might be a little too early for that, but hey, some people say it's never too early. All right, we're hearing from, oh, it's Danica. She says they're going to be at the Wadeal event today. That's National Hunting and Fishing Day celebration. First 100 youth get a rod and reel at the Family Fish Fest area. The pond's been stocked with big catfish. Love for folks to come out and see us. So much to do at all these events, and it's free, in reference to National Hunting and Fishing Day. In the New Orleans area, these four events are huge, and we are stretched pretty thin. But don't forget Big Bass Rodeo and Fishing Festival. That's going to be coming up in March. Different time of the year, but that event's growing every year with vendors, educational exhibits, and activities. We have fisheries. And these messages sometimes jump around. Wildlife staff there offering demonstrations. Great opportunity to learn hunting and fishing. I thank Danica. She's a fisheries biologist and organizes the family fishing program with the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Does a great job. Wadeal, got a stocked lake there. Free rod and reels for the first 100 kids that get there. And let me see, what was the time that one was opening there? Let me check my notes. That one opens at 8 a.m., so in under 2 hours, so you might want to start heading that way. All right, here's one that says they think the duck season needs to be pushed back. They don't show up till it gets cold. That's from Chauvin, Louisiana, and it is Zachary. All right, so there's some of them. Let's see. We got the – who else do we have? Okay, I'll get that question answered. And I had one more I wanted to mention, the turkey season in Louisiana. I think that might supersede my choice about expanding the alligator take. We've got a turkey season that opens beyond the peak gobbling period, and it just takes the whole sport out of it. Calling the turkey is the sport. Nothing, no other part of it is important as that. And we've got it now to where the peak of the gobbling is just about over by the time it opens in some areas. And hunting turkeys when they're not gobbling or reacting to calling is simply not the way to do it. Anyway, that's one of my pet peeves. All right, what's yours? 504-260-1870. Coming back after this, we're going to talk to the Born on the Bayou guy, Captain Mike Gallo, putting the pieces back after all these high winds and stuff, see where he'll be fishing today, what he's looking for, and maybe you can copy what he's doing and put some fish in your boat. Back with his report right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And it's time to talk with Captain Mike Gallo. Born on the Bayou Report is a presentation of CETO. And if you've never heard of them, well, let me tell you a little bit about them. If you are a CETO member, you get free towing 24/7. If you need fuel, you run out a little short on the gas, they'll bring it to you and get you going. They'll jumpstart you if you've got electrical problems, and if they have to, they'll tow you all the way to your dock. It's premier on-water assistance. They've got expert captains standing by to help you, and also some other advantages like discounts on fuel and lodging and some other advantages too. Find out more about it and get signed up. You call Captain Chris. He'll be happy to talk to you. It's 504-301-4545. That's 301-4545, 504 area code. Or simply go to your computer and do CETO.com. That's CETO.com. Captain Mike joins us. And, Mike, hopefully the winds are going to finally die down. Maybe the tides will drop a little bit. Got a foot tidal range. What are you looking at doing this morning, given the conditions you're faced with?
Well, I tell you, Don, it's always important for the Holy Trinity. Clean, moving water with the presence of bait. So that'll be, you know, what I'm looking for first. I'd like to find clean water that's moving, that's relatively deep. As we know from past storms, a lot of fish will move into deep water during a storm. So that storm wasn't too long ago. And I would imagine if those fish have started to fan out, maybe they hadn't moved too terribly far from that deep water. So we'll be fishing those types of areas. Areas like Chef Pass, Unknown Pass, Bayou Thomas, those type of deep moving water. And, you know, sort of take an assessment after, say, 15, 30 minutes and make adjustments as you go. But I'm always going to look for clean moving water with bait fish in the area.
Gotcha. Mike, as far as I got a listener that wanted to know about fishing muddy or dirty water, what is the best color plastics? And you know the old rule of thumb, which really sounds contradictory, is the dirtier or the dingier the water, the darker the bait you should use. And that's an old bass fisherman's philosophy. Do you find that, or is there some other rule that you use when you're fishing dirty or dingy water?
Well, I'll tell you, if I can't find any clean water, then I obviously want to find the cleanest water I can. And one of the three things we're looking for is bait fish. So if I can identify the bait fish, in other words, if I'm seeing mullet or if I'm seeing pogey or if I'm seeing shrimp, then obviously I'm going to try to mimic one of those bait fish that I see. When I see pogies, I like to fish glow. Mullets, I kind of like the silver with a dark back. And shrimp, I like the opening night or even blue moon type of color. Matrix has one called Magneto. That's a real favorite of mine whenever I see live shrimp in the area. One of the advantages I have as a guide is I might have three people fishing, and if we're fishing plastics, I can have somebody fishing a medium color like avocado, somebody fishing a dark color like purple or black, and somebody fishing a light color, and then we sort of take stock, see who's catching, or even if they're missing, then we know they're getting bites, and we can slowly set the other group up with the same color baits.
Gotcha. Any different choice for whether you work in reds or speckled trout, or you just stick pretty much with whatever the bait mimic is, you go with that?
Well, the other thing I try to do, if I have a hard moving tide, I want a bait that's going to make a hard or a lot of vibration. So when it comes to redfish, if I got a decent moving tide, I'll fish a spinner. If I don't have much of a tide, I may fish a spoon, something that sort of mimics the vibration in the water. So it's pretty much all about matching the hatch as far as bait selection, going with the bait that you see, and also matching the hatch as far as how much vibration is the bait you see putting off proportional to the amount of tide they're swimming against. Yeah. I know I said a lot there.
Hey, that's why they call you the forensic fisherman. Mike, this time of year, we're kind of winding down the tropical storm, hurricane season. People start looking forward to a little saltier water closer in. Those bridges that cross from New Orleans to Slidell, Trestle Bridge for the railroad, the Twin Span, and then also the Highway 11 Bridge. It's become known as a World Series trout because speckled trout show up there doing the World Series, which is just a couple weeks away. Any indications of what we're going to see October-wise over there by those bridges?
I can tell you that I'm hopeful that we'll see some trout over there for the World Series, which would be a little break in, say, the last 5 years, because they've sort of showed up later, more like November. But this year, we've had saltier water close by all year because the Mississippi River's been low. So I'm thinking they just won't have to travel quite as far. We caught some nice size. You know, I would call World Series trout 17 inches or above. And we caught some of those in Lake Bourne last week. Now, this week, we didn't get a chance to do much fishing with the high winds and securing the lodge for this storm that went by. But I am hopeful that we'll see some soon.
Got it. Mike, tell people all the ways they can get a hold of you if they're getting ready to do a little bit of fall fishing and want to get on the calendar for some of those redfish, maybe up in the Biloxi Marsh, or if they're looking for speckled trout.
Very simple, Don. You can find me at DonTheOutdoorsGuide.com. My website is AAofLA.com. We're on Facebook at Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the reliable telephone, which is 985-781-7811.
All right. I guess you're getting a little late to start these days because it stays dark a little later this time of year. We're starting to see the days get shorter.
Well, after you have some kind of a tropical activity nearby, you want to leave when there's good light because there could be debris floating in the water that you wouldn't see when it was dark. So we are having a little bit of a later departure today.
Mike, did you get all that ingress of water hyacinths? I was up by Lake Pontchartrain shortly after the blow came through, and I'm talking about Francine, and for miles and miles it looked like the water hyacinths got dislodged from the Manchac and Tangipahoa area and maybe St. Tammany, some of the rivers and lakes, and just enormous rafts of them floating out there. Did they make it as far as you?
I did not see him personally, but I did have a client tell me he was driving across the Twin Span and saw quite a few as well. And, you know, I said the high water will sort of dislodge them. And then when the tide starts to come out with such velocity, it pulls them out with them. They'll die off when they get in that real salty water.
Yes, they will, which is not a bad thing. That's something we need less of, water hyacinths. Mike, thanks for the report. Good luck today, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
Sounds good, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All righty. There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo on National Hunting and Fishing Day. All right, coming back after this is Paddler Report time. Captain Eric Mohabarak, he's going to be talking about a couple of things, and especially a tournament that's coming up. It's called the Hobie World Qualifier. We'll be back to talk to him right after this timeout on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Radio Network. And it's time for our Strokers Report, also called the Paddler's Report, with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, presented by Massey's. You're going to find three locations, one in New Orleans, one in Covington, and one in Baton Rouge. Offering all the best kayak fishing models, lots of accessories. They do those demo days where you can ride before you buy. Check them out on Facebook. That's Massey, M-A-S-S-E-Y, Outfitters. Or go to the website, MasseyOutfitters.com. Captain Eric Mohabarak joins us. And, Eric, we got a tournament going on today known as the Redfish Rumble Catch, Photo, and Release. Tell us more details, where it is and who's fishing it.
Well, it's on where it's at is in South Louisiana off of Highway 23 in Plaquemines Parish. It also includes St. Bernard Parish. It's the aggregate of five redfish. The longest length wins. You're only allowed to catch a 29.75. It is a catch photo release, people. So, you know, they take the picture and they send it into the app and they take the picture. And with the longest length, they decide who wins. Today, if I was fishing that tournament, I would personally go over to, like, Beschel's along that way, on the other side of the river, and try and catch your little break in the wind and fish some grassy ponds up in there. Watch out for the duck hunters, of course, everybody, because it is duck teal season, you know. But, yeah, it's a great little tournament. It's been going on since the beginning.
Why is it a 29.75 is the largest? Why did they put that in there?
They wanted to make it a little bit more challenging to people, you know. It always seems harder when you're trying to catch a specific size, you know. It also limits the catching on the bull reds, too. But 29 inches is, people consider that a bull red. I'm old school. I go about a pounds, but You know, so they have to have a limit on something where they can do the measurements and stuff like that.
All right, one that Brendan's also mentioned is the Fallen Tide, and that's coming up next month. It's a Hobie World Qualifier Slam Tournament. How does that one work?
Yeah, Don, that's going to be huge. That's a chance for someone to win a spot on the Hobie World's fishing team from the United States and to go and travel and fish. Steve Lassard, Tommy Eubanks are two of the members from our club that have participated in that. Brendan has also gone. They haven't let me go yet. I'm hoping one day. But you travel, like they were in Switzerland one time, China. Uh-huh. They held one in Texas down in Fuchon. And for this one, you're going to have to – it's a kill tournament for us this year. It's Falling Tide, speckled trout, redfish, and flounder. The largest one wins and wins a trip to the Hobie Worlds.
All right, so where will this qualifier be, and how do you sign up for it?
Well, at the world-famous Ponderosa Empire Marina. I keep thinking about that food he's got over there.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be held at the Delta Marina in Empire. You can get online and sign up for it at the Bayou Coast website. I think it's bayoucoast.org. That's October 12th, I believe. It gets right before the ending of the flounder season. And the reason why they do that is because it's a slam tuner and it is a catch and kill.
Very good. All right, one more thing. Our buddy, Weave, he was fishing again in Mississippi. What did he catch? That guy, he can catch anything, huh?
Man, he gets lucky. You know,
I don't know about luck.
Time out there.
there's a lot of talent in there too. You know.
Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah. No, he actually caught a triple tail. He is like in Louisiana, as far as I know, to best of my knowledge. Brendan caught his in Louisiana, and his was in Mississippi. But those are two people that I know that personally caught triple tail out of a kayak. So it's something that people may want to start looking for, fishing around the beach areas and things like that. You know, always keep your eyes open. Anything floating, any stick, log, whatever, throw a lure, a live shrimp or something at it. They love the live shrimp, but usually we're fishing with plastics at the kayak. You know, throw it at it. Sometimes they eat it. That's what happened with Chris. He caught it on a root beer and a chartreuse gulp trip.
Well,
you know, while trying to see something else. Yeah, he seen it and took the cast, and it ate.
That's usually the way it happens.
It was undersized, though. It was 15 inches, had to be 18 in Mississippi, and he did release it. So that's a cool thing, you know.
Well, maybe he can catch it again. He's like that.
Yeah.
Before you go, one more thing. This is the time to gripe. If you had a kayak fisherman in general, if there's one regulation you guys could change if you could, what would it be?
I would change, not fishing-wise or anything. I would make it mandatory that everyone in a kayak should wear a PFD, Don. It's just no reason not to. We've talked about this so many times, but it's no reason not to wear them because they make them so comfortable. But it saves lives, you know. I just heard of somebody recently in Florida and all of that lost their life again. And, you know, no life preserver. You have a life preserver, you got it. I think it's, 87% chance of survival rate or something like
Right.
The number's out there. People can read it.
Yeah.
And that's what I would change. Mandatory.
That would
and you
be
know
a
what? Purogs, too. Yeah,
Purogs,
too. It's not going to hurt you to wear a PFD.
Absolutely not. That may be the best of the day. Thanks, as always. Yeah. We appreciate it. Somebody wants to fish with you for the Louisiana Kayak Company. You do charters with the kayaks. You provide everything. Tell them the best way to reach you.
On your website, Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy. They can get through on Facebook and Instagram, the Louisiana Kayak Company, or just send me a text or a call at 504-313-8292.
Sounds good, Eric. We'll catch you next time, my friend.
All right, Don. You have a great day, man.
All right. Happy National Hunting and Fishing Day. There he goes, Captain Eric Wilhaberock of Louisiana Kayak Company. All right, need some help for a listener. Listener's got some relatives coming in a couple of weeks. They're looking for a good seafood restaurant on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain. I've got some I can suggest. How about you, listeners? What's your favorite seafood restaurant on the North Shore? Text me, 504-260-1870. And we're back with the Bad Boys of the Outdoors story for the week after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, just want to remind people, you might have seen a picture of a pointer with me. I met a new dog. It's one of the adoptable pointers from the Pointer Rescue Organization. I do a little bit of work with them, as my daughter's very involved with it. And I got to tell you, there are some wonderful, great hunting dogs and family pets that are available for adoption and fostering. And if you're interested in doing that, if you want to get a bird dog, a lot of these dogs, for whatever reason, the owners may become ill, might be a professional trainer that the dog doesn't meet his specific needs, but still are good hunting companions. Contact me if you want information on them, and you can do that. Go to my website, dontheoutdoorsguy.com, and go to the contact button and shoot me an email with your information. Or you can text me here at 504-260-1870. All right, had the question about the favorite seafood restaurant on the North Shore. I don't know whether you want to go East North Shore, Central North Shore, or West, so I'll tell you the three. If you're going to talking about the East near Slidell, Southside Cafe, without a doubt. If you're going to be in the middle part of St. Tammany or the western part, that would be Mandeville Seafood. And if you're talking about the North Shore over there on Tangipahoa, Middendorf's, the Man Shack Fried Catfish Sliced In, that's always a great one. Got some listener suggestions. House of Seafood Buffet in Bush, I'm not a fan of that. New Orleans Food and Spirits in Covington. Morton's in Madisonville, that's from Sherman in Covington. A lot of people like Kenny's in Slidell. They got po' boys and fried seafood. Phil's Marina and Cafe in Slidell, that's from Chris in Mandeville. So you got a lot of options there. You can kind of take your pick. They also asked what was my favorite seafood dish. And, you know, given the particular day, I might pick a soft shell crab. Another might be some oysters fried very crispy on the outside and raw in the middle. Could be fried shrimp. Go for the platter. That way you get a little bit of all of it. And doesn't matter. Whatever your favorite is, we'll be there on the seafood platter. All right, we come back after this. It's Bad Boy time, guy. We're talking about changing regulations. He didn't get the memo, or he didn't care about some changes in redfish, and he was caught and nabbed by the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. His story's next, right after we pause 10 seconds. Let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, on Sunday, September the 8th, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries senior agents Austin Anderson and Troy Otan were on patrol when they observed Bruno Robles Ramos actively fishing on the Bridgeside Marina fishing pier around 4 a.m., after conducting a license and compliance inspection, Ramos was in possession of 5 redfish in excess of 27 inches. Now, you know, the recent regulations say you can't possess any redfish in excess of 27. It used to be you could keep one. That has now changed. Never in a long time have you been able to keep 5. The agents were able to return one of the redfish to the water, and they donated the other 4 to a local charity. Facing criminal and civil restitution payback fines totaling a paltry, in my opinion, $456, is Bruno Robles Ramos of Riviera, Texas, our bad boy of the outdoors. Kind of noticed a trend here. Our bad boys lately been from visiting neighboring states. All right, we come back after this. Let's find out if the plastic man's found his way to the teal blind this morning. He told me during the week that they had a little bit of a shot in the arm from this frontal system, and their ponds had tons of teal in them. Let's see how they're doing. Then we got Mike Smith. He's over in Delacroix. He's locked and loaded, and I hunted with him this week on an excellent trip. Back to talk about teal hunting and fishing in the Burris area right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Plastic Man is one Captain Ryan Lambert. He joins us now. We joined him this week, and well, let's start off talking about the teal. Ryan, you guys are in the blind right now. What's it look like? You had shooting hours now, I guess about 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, we just got set up. First place I wanted, where we had slaughtered them yesterday, I couldn't get in. It was just not high enough with that west wind. So I came to a different blind. I'm in a teal blind today. So we've seen a few pass, but not great yet. Yesterday by 8 o'clock they had 30. So.
Wow.
Yeah, they was coming in big droves yesterday. So hopefully they'll do it again. You know, normally when they migrating in, they'll stop and feed to about 8 and then start flying.
Is that Kenley whining, I hear?
Oh, yeah, she's rocking on red.
Yeah, she's on the edge waiting to go pick up them birds. Oh, they love it. They love it. Well, glad this little front system helped out. We're going to get a good closing for the teal and wrap it up. And then it'll be waiting till November for the big duck season coming on. You know, so many people get confused where you are. You're in the east zone of the state, and, I mean the west zone, and you are probably the easternmost point in the state down there.
Without a doubt, I don't get it. But, you know, it comes in either 3 or 5 year increments. They can't change their
choices
zones and limits and stuff. So we're going to have to wait. But I'm going to lobby hard for a coastal zone that anything is tidal needs to be in the coastal zone to where when it's negative, we're closed.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, we sure had fun doing the alligator hunt for Bayou Wild TV's Tigers in the Wild feature. We had second baseman Stephen Milam and Milam, and also we had Jared Jones, nicknamed the Bear, the first baseman for LSU. They did great hunting those gators. A little nervous, but did good.
When you're from New Mexico, you ain't seen a lot of gators, so that's why.
Especially a 10-footer, and we got two beautiful alligators, and thanks to Blimp, man, what a job he does for you, huh?
Oh, you should have seen yesterday. He had to jump in on 3 of them.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God, it was a free fire. I had to get 6 yesterday, and I checked 15 lines and never had a 1, so I had to go hunt them, and we got our 6, but I tell you what. Blimp was rolling in the water, brother.
Well, I wish we'd have had the video camera for that. That would have been a sight.
I got some film of it. I'll send
good.
It to you. Oh,
send
my God. A nice swan dive on one.
He's just the guy for it. Well, gator season's about wrapping up. Are all your tags filled yet?
No, we still got a couple of more weeks, and I got 3 hunters coming in Monday, so I'll take care of that. And then I'll have a few, and I'll let some of the girls get them one, you know. That's wood ducks. A lot of woodies and model ducks around.
Yeah, boy, we saw some of the biggest fly. You know, model ducks are usually seen in pairs or small flocks. So we saw some of the biggest model duck flocks I've ever seen down there in Delacruz.
Those are families because this habitat right here is breeding model ducks like crazy. And that's why the decline of the model duck is there, because we've lost so much habitat. But since we did that DU project right here 3 years ago, this is covered in model ducks. I mean, right here, guys on the right. Wood ducks.
Don't shoot.
Wood ducks. Again.
Well, you know, the people need to be aware. You can't take model ducks even during the regular season for the first 15 days. So.
Right. You know, they're really in decline. So I think we got 9 or 10 boats fishing today, 4 blinds hunting. Thank God I got all my alligators. Right here, big old flock right there, guys. That's all wood ducks. Big old flock of wood ducks.
Yeah, we saw that down there last year with you. You know, you had all the
wood
ducks.
Yeah, and you know, during the regular season, there won't be one single wood duck. We never kill a wood duck in the regular season.
No, they just
absolutely
get out of the marsh.
Ludicrous.
Yeah, they go back into the woods and the river swamps during the regular season.
Well, I wish they'd hang around for a week anyhow, you know.
Yeah. How about the Mexican whistlers? We saw them.
I haven't seen any yet.
No?
Most of them, all of Miss Carmen's have left. You know, last full moon, they left. Yeah. She had one come the other day. She looked out the window. Oh, I got a duck. She's running out there with the corn. I said, baby, they're gone. They're gone. They'll be back in March.
Oh, you guys sure have it good down there in Cajun Fishing Adventures, man. You do it all.
That's Lulin. She does that. But right here, guys. Take him.
Teal.
Oh, good shot. Ken Bass. There you go.
She got a splash. I heard it. Good. Single bird came in.
That was pretty good.
Full single bird?
28. I got my 28.
You say couldn't shoot. Yeah, single bird. Come flying over the decoys. They're whacking good.
Yeah.
Kenley's on him like a laser beam.
That's great. You know, the only time I got a little nervous down there on the alligator hunt is when them boys wanted to put those gators up on their shoulders. I'm thinking, oh man. I can see the headline now. You know, Stephen Milam, second baseman, shoulder injury, out for the season. You're trying to pick
all
up a 500-pound alligator. Yeah. Those gators had to go 500 pounds plus, I'm thinking. 10-foot gator.
No, but they were a good 350s.
Oh,
they were some big gators. I had a bunch of big ones yesterday too. I love this.
Oh, I know you do. I know. You know, whenever we come down there, you know, me and you are old. We're getting old, already old. But when we get down there, we like kids, man. We like kids.
Oh yeah. You know, it's being in the marsh, you know, people say, oh, there could be some bugs, it's going to be hot. Dude, you get in this marsh in teal season, you could smell it. It's so beautiful. And the duck potatoes and the vegetation, and I love it. I absolutely love it.
I
don't know where they come from.
Yeah. I got a text in from Pinecone Joe up in the Kiln in Mississippi, and he's saying that the fall migration of the birds is ramping up, and he wanted you to confirm that. I know you had the Eco Tour, and you're out there now. Other birds, you know, for bird watches. When is the peak of that down in your area? That's a landing point for you guys.
Next full moon, everything will really blow in. Everything changes on next full moon. The birds will all start migrating in. The trout will come inside. Everything changes on this full moon.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the tides will be different after that. So it's our time of the year.
Yes,
river's
indeed.
Low. I'm hoping the hurricane don't go in the Mississippi Valley. If it stays out there, don't not give me too much water. Shame on them poor people for saying that. But
yeah,
I've been through a lot of it. I know.
Oh,
what they're
yeah.
dealing with.
Yeah, you certainly have paid the price. Well, glad everything's going on.
Everything.
You got teal coming in. The fishing's on. The gators are there. It's a great time at Cajun Fishing Adventures. And give people
indeed
the phone number
is,
people
brother.
Want to call you.
Yeah, they can call me direct at 504-559-5111. I saw something coming in low.
You are the master. You can do radio reports, call in ducks, shoot them, and work a dog all at the same time.
Yeah,
and sometimes some
brother.
Customers that misbehave, you got to get on them.
I know. We got some. Kenley bites for that.
All right, brother. Be good. We'll see you. Hey, I'll probably be down there tomorrow. We'll make that last teal hunt.
Just give me a call. You come tonight if you want.
All right. Sounds good.
Right.
There he is, our plastic man. Man of steel, actually. They got steel shot in those shotguns for the teal. All right. Coming back after this, another teal blind. I made a hunt this week with Captain Mike Smith of Louisiana Marsh Guide Service. Boy, what a great hunt. 18 bird limit by 8:20 a.m. Doesn't get much better than that. No bugs, cool breeze, and the birds were participating. We'll see what's going on there this morning right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, down in Delacroix at Robbins, Hopedale. We got to get this right because there was some confusion. Robbins Rock Dock in Hopedale. At 9 o'clock this morning, there's going to be one of those seafood markets. Buy seafood fresh off the boat. Not far from there in Delacroix is Mike Smith of Louisiana Marsh Guide Service. Had a beautiful hunt with him. 18 birds by 8:20 on a beautiful, cool, breezy morning on Thursday. That was great. Mike, are you duplicating that this morning?
Hold on one sec.
That's a high-pitched teal call.
Hey. There's a lot flying, but a lot not cooperating. We got three already.
Yeah.
The morning's early, but there's a lot of birds flying today.
Well, I'm sure you'll get your limit. How many hunters you have with you?
I have my brother and my two nephews.
All right.
Yeah, we decided to make a family hunt today.
That'll be great. Conditions still like it was on Thursday? You got this little cool snap, maybe some nice wind blowing in?
Not a breath of wind today.
Come on. Well,
yeah.
That's a change.
Yeah, big time. And that alligator went to every decoy and tried to eat it.
He found a home there in your duck pond, man. He figures
he'll
get one of those teals sooner or later.
Yeah, if I don't beat him to it, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, you know.
But a little flock came in, and they dropped three, so. We're waiting for some more. There's a lot of birds, so we're going to get some more opportunities.
So your teal season, and really it hasn't been all that great the whole month, but, man, you've had great success on that one particular pond, and I was scratching my head.
Yeah.
Didn't see any feed, didn't see anything special. What is it that brought those birds there, you think?
Just their flyway. This is my best teal season since 2020 down here.
Yeah.
Because the last few years have been rotten for teal season, but yet they show up in November.
Yeah.
You know? But for this reason, can't figure it out. There's a lot of birds in this area.
Still seeing a lot of model ducks like we saw?
Yeah. We almost had three land the decoys a little while ago.
Yeah. I tell you, I think there's going to be some mistakes made because, they put that weird regulation where you can't shoot them for the first 15 days of the season, and then you can shoot them after that. And the limit's one, people are going to they really need to really read those regulations with a magnifying glass and make sure they get all of it down.
Yeah, the first 15 days while the birds are still dumb, you can't shoot them. You know?
Yeah, they'll wise up. But it looks like the regulations, something's working. You know, we've seen, I think, more model ducks than we've seen in a while.
Yeah. Now, during, like in August when we rode back here, I didn't see a one. Hmm. And if you ride back here looking for teal, you won't see any getting up. But you go hunt the next morning, they come out the woodwork.
You know, the other strange thing, we didn't see hardly any birds high flyers. Everything was right along the top of the marsh grass.
Right. I saw one little flock that was high this morning, about five or six. But everything was real low, looking for a place to land. So hopefully they make up their mind to come land here.
Well, we got a November season coming up, regular duck season. If somebody wants to book with you, I'm sure you got some openings. How do they get a hold of you?
504-228-4506, LADuckHunts.com.
LADuckHunts.com. Easy enough.
Yep.
All right. Well, I hope y'all get your limit out there today, and thanks for that great hunt on Thursday, man. That was one that'll go down in history. It was perfect.
That was fantastic. We had BBs in our shell this time.
Yeah, was working well. Thanks again, yeah, Mike.
All right. Good talking to you.
Yes, sir. Good luck. Mike Smith, a professional guide down there in the Delacroix area. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. We'll be back again next week. We'll not do this exactly the same, but we do fishing reports. We do text messages. Keep you aware of regulation changes. Look at the weather for you if you're headed out. Everything we can do to make you have a successful day. Hope you get out and celebrate this National Hunting and Fishing Day in some fashion or form. And then come back and tell us about it next week. We'll be back to do this right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.